Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Checkpoint XP on campus. If you're wondering why the background looks a little different, it's because it is. We can do the show wherever we so choose. And on top of that, it's COVID. So you know, we've been doing a lot from the crib. I'm Norris Howard, your host, joining alongside Jacob Brothers out in Las Vegas. And we have a special, special guest joining us today. He's Sean Smith. He is the Chief Product Officer of GYO. Now, if you are unfamiliar with GYO, they are part of the team putting on the Esports Combine, where high school students from across North America are going to get the chance to show their stuff to college programs in North America and get a chance to get on some of these teams that we talk so much about. So, Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Excited to be here. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to ask is, you know, for those who may have missed last week's episode or may not have a lot of background, what exactly is the Esports Combine?
So a little bit of background about GYO. We've actually been an esports platform that started about 2 years ago, trying to help players go pro in esports. And we did that using data analytics. And the first time we did an event to try to recruit people, we didn't get anybody to go pro, but we did have 100 players get scholarship offers. And that kind of opened our eyes, and we said, whoa, this is kind of cool. So we really began exploring it, began working with groups like NACE, National Association of Collegiate Esports, and began doing more of these virtual events, which morphed into this idea of a combine, which is similar to, you know, if you've heard of the NFL combine, this idea of something that is not a tournament, not a league, and not a ladder, but something that's more evaluation-based. And so for the last couple of years, we've been doing those. And this specific combine is kind of the culmination of those efforts. And had it not been for COVID, this would actually be a physical event in the Indiana Convention Center, but we've had to shift to virtual because, well, 2020 did what 2020 does.
Yeah, and one thing that I'm really, really excited about is what you mentioned, is the fact that, you know, the NFL and the NBA and other professional sports have combines, usually for kids moving from college to the pros. But these sports usually have combines where people are able to come together in one place and really see who, you know, who some of the best players are. You know, they have a litany of trials and tests and other things where maybe some of the players kind of stuck in the muck can raise their sock, if you will, by performing well at the combine. And so knowing that a lot of high school kids are going to be looking at, you know, college scholarships for esports as a possibility in the near future, what sort of events and trials and stuff can we expect at the esports combine?
So this would be a much cooler answer if we were in person. We had it lined up. We had, you know, rows of computers, and there'd be individual testing, and I'm excited that kind of stuff is going to come as soon as, you know, COVID figures itself out. So specifically for this event, what we're going to be doing on the esports side is admittedly a little bit scaled back from our grand vision. And so what this combine will be is, more than anything, it's about the networking with the college coaches. It's kind of like a college fair in that regard, where we want you to be able to rapid fire meet with, we expect between 50 to 100 universities. We want you to rapid fire see all those esports programs. And then the combine portion itself is about you creating a profile around your gameplay, around your history. And then you're going to compete in a handful of curated matches. And what I mean by that is, if we go and we download all of your League of Legends history, for example, that's going to include some games where you were really dialed in and focused and you were playing your favorite character and your favorite lane. But it's also going to include a lot of garbage games that maybe you were trying a new character, you were messing around, you were drunk with buddies, whatever the case may be. You're going to be, that's not going to be your best games. And with all that data all completely mixed together, it's impossible to tell the difference. So what we're doing is we're creating this combine model where you turn on your video and you're recording your game tape, and whatever happens, happens during that match. Right. But you're on. like the spotlight's on you. Show us what you got. And that's the video that gets submitted to the scouts.
Yeah, I've been dying to ask you about the profile, because like when we were researching this, it was like there's this like really in-depth profile, and I was like, what on earth is this? You know, because I just, not to brag, best gamer in Vegas, I just placed a gold in Valorant. So like if I had this like Valorant profile, like it has the good games and the bad games, what exactly is it showing? Is it showing your efficiency, your like crosshair? Like I don't, like what's it tracking in that profile?
That depends a lot on which game.
Yeah.
Valorant, we don't have the API quite implemented yet, but League of Legends, we have a full API integrated with Riot. So we actually break it down so that we give you Yoast statistics and metrics around your aggression, your defense, your farming capabilities. So we have a lot of different levels of breakdown of your game itself. But for games that we don't necessarily have implemented yet, it's more about just making sure that you're putting forward quality game tape that scouts can look at. Because most scouts, whenever we talk to them, stats are cool, but they want to see you under pressure.
Right.
See how you're using your mic, how you're doing on the comms. So that's the kind of stuff that we want to help players understand that that's what the scouts are looking for. Set them up for success by getting them into matches where they can do those things, and then make sure that that's the front page video that they have for whenever the scouts come and check out the profile.
Yeah, Norris and I have talked about, one thing that we've talked about on the show is like the pipeline of how we want there to be like a pipeline in collegiate esports. So do you think having like the profile with the tape with all that for each individual player, do you think that would be the next like evolutionary step in the pipeline process? Because that seems like a really big thing to introduce to that system.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this all goes into that concept of the pipeline. We fully believe that all of esports, collegiate and the pros, needs a defined pipeline. It's currently chaos. It's getting a little bit better on the pro scenes, but it's definitely chaos. And part of that is us trying to just bring some structure, some model where right now nothing exists at all. We know that what we're going to do this weekend and what we've done in the past, not perfect, but it's a starting point. And the more we can get coaches and scouts and recruiters all looking at it, the more we can collect feedback and the more we can improve it.
And, you know, speaking on that and speaking of the coaches and the scouts, you know, one thing that I'm very curious about is, you know, what sort of feedback and what sort of relationship will you guys help facilitate between the players and the scout? Because one of the hardest things to do, as you alluded to, is for those scouts and coaches to sift through, you know, hundreds of thousands of players and replays and game tape in order to sort of cut through the muck and see what type of player it is that they really want. You know, how is that conversation go when you guys are talking to a scout to say, hey, here's this idea we have for our combine, and what has you guys' reception been for this?
They're extremely excited. We already have several universities that actively use our platform to do their recruitment, for example. There's a Midwestern college that has a pretty decent esports program that they have 18 scholarship students right now. 8 of them were found through our process. And so what we're finding is, and this is important for players to know, right now it's kind of a player's market. There's so many esports programs out there, and coaches are struggling so much to find players that we don't need the golds to be the only ones getting scholarships. You know, last year we had silvers and bronzes in League of Legends get scholarships. And that's because they're looking for players who are obviously interested in attending the school, but they're also looking for players who are coachable. So I actually think that in the current college climate, you're more likely to get a scholarship as like a platinum level player with a good attitude than a GM that's coming in. Yep.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, at Grandmaster and Challenger and stuff like that, I mean, you're getting scouted by pro teams at that point. But, you know, looking towards the future, you know, is this event that you would like to take to, say, the LCS or, you know, other Overwatch League, other professional leagues that are based here in North America, where you could say, College Scouts and Cloud9, Team Liquid, everybody's here because we know that esports skews young, so a lot of these players may be good enough to be pulled out of these pools and into some pro teams. With you guys looking forward to the future, do you think once we get back to in-person that that may be a possibility?
Absolutely. At the very least, it can begin to build the framework for that. Are the algorithms that we've worked on good enough to genuinely help kids go pro? That's not really the way they're set up, right? And really the pro scouting scene right now isn't set up that way either. This might be a little bit controversial of a statement, but the best players in the world aren't necessarily the pros right now. The players that are the best networked combined with very, very, very good are the pro players. And so there really isn't true scouting data that says, okay, literally if I put these two head-to-head, this one's going to be better than this one. That just doesn't exist yet. One day it might. But that's kind of what we hope, at the very least. If we aren't the solution that helps the pros, you know, we're okay with that. We'll be happy helping players go semi-pro or collegiate. But before players think about the pros, they really need to think about that first step. And that's a common mistake that I see, is so many people come to the site and literally I'll get a support chat and it says, hey, can you introduce me to Team Liquid? Oh, no. I'm going to start with a semi-pro team first, you know?
Right.
So, you know, again, it goes back to what you said. It's got to be about a pipeline. There has to be a progression, and right now there isn't.
It makes them better.
Yeah. Sean Smith, thank you so much from Gyo. Thank you for correcting my pronunciation on that from Gyo. You know, the Esports Combine is going to be going down this weekend, so make sure you guys check it out. You're going to be able to watch it on the Super League Gaming Twitch channel, where you'll be able to check out some of the top high schoolers in various esports to see, you know, what may be the future of some of these collegiate programs, and who knows, maybe even the pros. Sean, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope the event goes super well this weekend.
Yeah, really appreciate the time, and really excited about it, so thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.